5-0, moved by Councilor Zulak, second by Councilor Kekkonen, be resolved the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby reconvene into regular open session of Council at
6:31
p.m. Call the question, all those in favor? None opposed, carried. In the spirit of reconciliation and cooperation, we wish to acknowledge that the land on which we gather is the traditional territory of the Anishinaabe and the Mississauga people. The boundaries fall within the Robinson-Huron Treaty of 1850 and the Williams Treaty of 1923. We are grateful to live here, and we thank all the generations of people who have taken care of this land for thousands of years. To honor the suffering of Indigenous people and the love and wisdom they have carried for thousands of years, we pledge to work in community and harmony with each other and the environment we inhabit and work towards truth and reconciliation. And Resolution 25-051, moved by Councilor Ryan, second by Councilor Haskin, be resolved the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar is hereby accept the reports, recommendations, and directions arising from the closed session held February the 4th, 2025. All the question, all those in favor? None opposed, carried. Back into open session, so we'll ask for roll call once again.
Councillor Morley Haskell.
Councillor Nick Ryan.
Councillor Debbie Zulak.
Councillor Mike Hackney.
Clerk Administrator Carly Britton.
Deputy Clerk Mary Smith.
Mayor David Morton. And of any declarations of pecuniary and of personal interest in the general nature thereof. Hearing none. Delegations and presentations. We have McKellar Public Library to present the annual library report and proposed 2025 budget. Now, I'm not sure who's going to speak, maybe all three. So just introduce yourself to the people online.
I'm Debbie Woods. I'm the chair of the library board. And 2024 was an absolutely stellar year for the library. We, in January, received a grant of nearly $50,000, and I just want to thank all the residents who gave us letters of support in securing that grant. We had 130 letters, so that was really helpful in us getting that money, and the money was for doing the renovations and facelift and new technology and all kinds of fun things for our library. We got a new storage room, and that really makes the whole library look nicer because we can put things away. We have a new paint job and new computers, new tablets. But the most exciting thing for us really is the new maker space. And it has a Cricut machine, sewing machines, storage space, work counter. And we've been having Cricut workshops. They're really exciting. We have a 3D printer, new special needs computer, and we have things that really much bigger libraries and much bigger municipalities have. So we're very excited about that. And last summer we had a grand reopening to show these things off to the community, and about 200 people attended that, and some of you were there, so that was really nice. And I just want to thank Council for supporting us through all of this, giving us permission to renovate what is your property and to put us in touch with the building inspector and so on. Like, we got a lot of support from you, and we're so pleased with the results. One of our focuses in our strategic plan is to enhance STEM activities for children. That's science, technology, engineering, and math. And our library assistant, Debbie McMurray, invited Science North to come and do a workshop in the arena last summer, and it was the single most successful event that we've ever held. 75 people came. It was very exciting. There were robotics activities that toddlers could do, and more advanced things for the teenagers, and they were all well used. I'm going to turn it over to Terry now, and she's going to tell you some more specifics about the events we had this year.
Hello, my name is Terry Short. I'm the CEO of the McKellar Public Library. Okay, in the past year, we've had 49 new patrons. We've checked out 2,413 physical items out of the library, and 2,547 ebooks and audiobooks from Overdrive this year, which is a great improvement over years past. We received 3 park passes last year, and they went out 18 times. Okay, we had 87 events and 764 participants, and it was such a great success. Everybody had a really good time, and hopefully in the future we'll continue to do that. And I'll
So one of our other goals in our strategic plan was to enhance our community partnerships with other organizations, and one of these was the Agricultural Society. And so we went around and spoke to people who take library programs and made sure that they knew, the participants knew how to get involved in the McKellar Fair. And in particular, our assistant librarian, Lynn Campbell, worked with the volunteers who teach the library's Summer Crafts for Kids program to teach them about how children can participate in the fair. And I was at the Agricultural Society's annual general meeting last month, and the secretary noted that the number of children's memberships and the number of children's entries had both increased significantly over previous years, and she credited the library for that change. So that made me kind of proud. And others are taking notice of the McKellar Library too. Last week, Diane is the vice chair of the board, we went to the Ontario Library Association's annual super conference in Toronto, and we were awarded the Joyce Cunningham Award for Public Library Board of the Year. So that's for all of Ontario.
And we're the smallest library to ever receive it.
We are, yes. Yes, it usually goes to big city libraries, so. We were very excited for our little library to receive this award. And I'm going to turn it back to Terry. Okay.
I don't know if any of you know this yet. I am retiring at the end of March because of my health, which is fun. But I really want to thank the library, my staff, my board, and everybody in McKellar for the last 20 years that I've had here, which I've really had a good time. I wish I could stay longer. My health won't stand that, so thank you very much, everybody. I really appreciate working here and knowing everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
20 years, it doesn't seem that long. I remember you took over from Joe, and then you just hit the ground running, so it was seamless transition there.
Yes, we've definitely gone leaps and bounds since I started.
Yeah.
That's great. Thank you.
So I just wondered if you had any questions either about our report or the budget that we attached.
I'm thinking one thing we should do, now I don't have a camera here, but we should get a camera with three of them, a picture and with the certificate too. Does anybody have?
I have my cell phone.
Well, we've got one here. I think we're okay. I had one question there on the budget. Now,
yes.
I know we've had one budget meeting, but we haven't got down to the finals. You have internet on there for expense. My understanding, I just wondered how that worked, because my understanding was when we went with Starlink that the township was going to cover whatever went into the library. Well, is that a separate line item, the internet? Or?
I'm going to let Terry answer
okay.
that.
Mostly it's because we haven't gotten new email addresses from with Starlink yet, so we're still in the middle between the two systems. So when that happens, we'll probably keep the email addresses for a little while longer so we can transition between the two accounts, so we'll still have a little bit of internet until then.
So we've been using the Starlink for internet access, just not for email?
Yeah, exactly.
And do we get a rebate for that internet from
We will,
Watkins?
But after this time we will not, because it will be paid by the attention rest.
Right.
We will.
And the other one I noticed you had bookkeeping down is the
you do your own?
It goes to the same place and they, it's already covered by you guys.
Okay.
Okay, good.
Yeah, so the bookkeeping is just an honorarium for the lady that does our books monthly.
Okay. Any other questions from council?
You're not paying for internet though to anyone, are you? To ViaNet maybe?
ViaNet's who we're paying for.
And are those the email addresses that you were speaking of?
Yeah, that's what we're.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what we have, because they haven't, we haven't gotten any new email addresses yet, so we can't be without. And it'll take a while to transition between the two.
Terry, when are you getting your new computers?
Soon, probably within 2 weeks or so.
Okay. I was speaking to Near North Business Machine today, so once you get them, if you can let me know, then we'll make sure they're set up and they'll handle that.
Well, Jane, thank you for all that you've done, and leaps and bounds. I can still think back to the little cloakroom we had when we started out.
I mentioned that in when I did our acceptance speech at the awards dinner, and several people said they teared up at that part of the story. So, yeah.
That's been excellent.
It's a great story. Yeah.
Well, thanks again.
Thank you
so much.
And Terry, all the best. And your help. Hope everything goes well.
I hope so. It can't be cured, but hopefully I can slow down.
Well, thanks again. As I always say, you're welcome to stay for the rest of the meeting.
Thank you.
Thanks again.
I don't want to be bored, Steph.
That would be a punishment. That's what that would be. So.
Resolution 25-052, moved by Councilor Pekkanen, second by Councilor Zulak. Be it resolved that Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar has hereby received the deputation from Debbie Woods, Chair of the Township of McKellar Public Library Board, presenting the annual library report and proposed 2025 budget. Any further discussion? Call the question. All those in favor? Opposed? Carried. Resolution 25-053, moved by Councilor Haskins, second by Councilor Ryland. Be it resolved that Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar is hereby approved the minutes of the January 28, 2025 regular meeting of Council as circulated. Any discussion of those minutes? All the question, all those in favor? None opposed? Carry.
Did this say January 28th on the list? Oh.
How's the scrolling going?
I'm doing it.
Resolution 25-054, moved by Councilor Pekkanen, second by Councilor Zulak. Be resolved that Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar has hereby received the minutes of the North Bay Curry Sound District Health Unit Board of Health meeting December 4th, 2024. Any discussion of those minutes? Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Resolution 25-055, moved by Councilor Ryland, second by Councilor Haskin. Be it resolved that Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar has hereby received the minutes of the Township of McKellar Public Library Board, November the 26th, 2024. Any discussion of those minutes? Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Resolution 25-056, moved by Councilor Zulak, second by Councilor Pekkanen. Be it resolved that Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar has hereby received the 2025 Good Roads Conference Program, and further, the Council does authorize Public Works Superintendent Thomas Stoneman to attend the Good Roads Conference 2025 from March the 30th, 2025 to April the 2nd, 2025, with all applicable expenses to be paid for by the Township. Discussion? I know it's a couple of things in the agenda that may be of some interest. I don't know whether, of course, not knowing how the vote's going to go either, but one is on pavement preservation, Miller Paving. It looks like they have a number of concurrent sessions, so I don't know whether you can go to all four that are listed, or you just have to be at one, I guess. And winter maintenance was another one that, and minimum maintenance standards, asset management, so there seemed to be a number of workshops that would be valuable.
And then signs and lines.
I saw that, but I wasn't sure how much we wanted to get into that, but the other thing with that, now with the dates, 30th to April 2nd, I noticed that Sunday, it's usually the Monday, Tuesday where most of the information takes place, and I know you want to be there to for the full program. The Wednesday is more for membership and to do the minutes and the things there. So I suppose we'll leave it to Tom if this is approved, that he would decide whether he stays for the full 4 days or just the two or three. Like I think in the past, they made the executive decision that that's all they needed to, that the workshops are finished. Any further discussion on that? I mentioned before about you know, concerns we'd had, but this is the first time for him as far as this topic is concerned, and we have a number of projects on the go. And I think it would be interesting that he have an idea anyway of what other townships are doing. And I always question it. The networking that takes place, but in this case, I think it'd be useful from what I see there. Councilor Zula.
Yeah, in the past, I usually vote against the person going to the good roads, but I think that as this is the first time with us, that it's a good thing. And he's, and from conversations with him at council, he's brought up good roads a lot of times about, you know, things that he's learned there. So I think for this year, I would agree that he go.
Okay, any further discussion? Call the question, all those in favor? And opposed, carried. Resolution 25-057, moved by Councilor Haskins, second by Councilor Ryland, be resolved that the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar hereby appoints the following individuals to serve on their respective township committees for a term of 1 year. The Lake Stewardship and Environmental Committee, Jennifer Gent Fuller, Chair, Tony Best, Ross Crockford, Peter Duffy, Rob Gibson, Carl Mitchell, and Rick Spears. Historical Committee, Vivian Moore, Chair, Muriel Junk, Jeanette Clements, Carolyn Phillips, Joyce Hopkins, Chris Clayton, and Deborah McMurray. Recreation Committee, Joyce Hopkins, Chair, Chris Bishop, Dinah Ryland Brown, Frances DeGara, Kathy DeGara, Judy Ryland, Phil Jeffkins, Terry Lacey, and Michelle Dimmick. Further, that Rick Breer shall not serve as a member of the Recreation Committee, but will act as the facilitator for the Township's Kids T-Ball program under the Recreation Committee's oversight. Discussion? I just had one question, I guess, and people who represent these committees maybe can help me. Should the township be saying who the chair is, or is that up to the committee to decide? Usually it carries over from year to year, but I think they're the ones who do the appointing of who the chair is going to be, right? So I'm just wondering if we should actually be saying chair at this point, or should those committees get together and get back to the township and tell us who the chair is and who the secretary is and that sort of thing? I'm just questioning whether we should be putting chair down here right now. Does that take anything away from the committees who might want to elect another chair?
Or if there's a change of membership during the course of the year.
Right, that's true.
And it it's necessary to have a different appoint another chair.
Yeah, it's almost like, yeah, the committee should determine who should be chair. Now, I guess if there was a problem on a committee of a chair, somebody else wanting to be chair, I guess, does it come to a vote? You know, like, so he puts a motion out to re-vote for a different chair. Would that be the process?
Well,
I think at this point in time, this is who the chair is on the committee at this point in time.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that during the course of the year, do we have to rescind this resolution and bring forward another one when there's a change of who's appointed chair if that person is no longer able to function as chair?
So take chair off of this motion then.
Yeah, because it's just saying the individuals that are on these committees.
That makes sense.
Do we communicate? I don't know, this is really a decision. Do we communicate with these committees after this meeting as an example?
Yes. So prior to this resolution coming forward, at the beginning of the year, I contacted all the committee chairs, asked them to provide me with the current list of their members, and then we put out the advertisement to advertise for new people coming to committees. We were lucky enough to receive 3 applications, so our committees have grown a little bit. And then after this meeting tomorrow, we'll notify the committees as to who new was on the appointed, and they'll go from there.
That's the opportunity for them to, or for us to advise them that if we want to do this, that you can select your own chair, whether it's the outgoing person or whether it's, you know, somebody different, right?
Yeah, I think this year is just assumed that the current chairs were continuing. Next year, when we do this process over again, I can say as if, you know, you're wanting to appoint a different chair, to let me know.
Well, doesn't each committee have its own procedures?
It should be for a committee of council, it should be a template sort of thing.
Yeah,
they have terms of reference. I mean, I haven't read the terms of reference from some of these recently, so.
Historical does.
So the amendment is just to remove the word chair in each case for now, and then they can get back to us, I suppose, and tell us who the chair is. So I'll call a question for those in favor of removing the word chair in the resolution. Okay. All in favor, none opposed. So the resolution itself, as amended, all those in favor, none opposed, carried. Resolution 25-058, moved by Councillor Keckin and seconded by Councillor Zulak. Be resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar is hereby give bylaw number 2025-10, being a bylaw to authorize the execution of an agreement for a bylaw enforcement officer for the Township of McKellar and to appoint a bylaw enforcement officer for the Township of McKellar for first and second reading. Further read a third time and passed at Open Council the 4th day of February 2025. Discussion?
So there are some changes in the actual bylaw that's in our package. There have been changes made to that bylaw. So the second, whereas it refers to the Police Services Act, RSO 1990, chapter page 15, and that legislated act is no longer in force and effect. It was repealed April 1st, 2024, so now it references the Community Safety and Policing Act 2019, I believe it is.
What page is that again, Mike? Sorry.
It's the actual bylaw and the second whereas. Bylaw number 2025-10.
Okay. I can't see it, but there
you go. In what they gave us?
That's right after the Good Roads information. It's right after the resolution that we read about the appointment to.
That's what I think. Your car is trying to keep that. I have to look at it.
On the second page of our. Of the agreement, is it? Yeah.
One of my comments would be that the pages are not numbered, nor are they dated. Right, and as far as I'm concerned, those should be in the bottom, especially of a bylaw, in the footer of each page of the document, right, so that it's clear, you know, when was this and what was it. It's a minor housekeeping thing, I'm not suggesting anybody's doing anything wrong, I'm just saying we should always have that, okay? I have something else, if that's okay. So on page, good question, 234, in, what's the number of this thing now? This is number 4, point G, which is over a couple pages, we're under auto insurance premiums. We mentioned that it's not to exceed $25 per month. That statement contrasts with what we have under 8, under 8.1 and 8.2, where we say the township will not be responsible for any costs related to vehicle insurance, and obviously that contradicts it. And the same thing in 8.2, right, where we say they'll reimburse for the extra cost up to 1 year, right? And I, honestly, I don't know which one to change, probably the earlier one. Well, no, it would be the latter ones, wouldn't it?
Yeah, 8.1 and 8.2.
Or we could say other than as documented in 4G.
Yep.
Right. I assume this is agreeable to Chris?
Yes.
It was a given, but yeah.
I just had a couple of technical things too, and I can just pass these on to Barry, but throughout in at least two different situations, township is mentioned as opposed to corporation. And so just to keep that consistent, there are two ways to do it. We can change township to corporation everywhere, or add township at the top where it says corporation as an alternative, just as we did for independent contractor and bylaw enforcement officer, because that's used interchangeably too throughout. And in 2.3, it's just a technical thing, and again, it's independent contractor in the third line. I know it's in the fourth line, so it's understood, I think. So. And on 4B, the fourth special events, this is the English coming. Instead of, in other words, fall fair, it could be example, e.g. Because fall fair just limits it to that, if you say i.e.
You know your Latin.
And 6.2, I just wondered if that should be stronger, a must rather than should. How we check on that, I don't know. The rest is just similar to what Councillor Ryland had talked about, the to make it consistent what we're going to do with the insurance. I wondered too on cell phone 5.1, if we have the corporation will supply the independent contractor with a smartphone for the purpose of making and receiving phone calls, texts, and emails, and I wonder if we should be adding related to bylaw enforcement for the corporation, because otherwise becomes a personal phone.
Yeah, that's valid. But anyway, it's a given, but it's valid.
Right.
So, yeah.
So I'm wondering if we could amend the resolution to have two readings and then hold off on the third reading until we get those changes, unless you feel comfortable with the changes we've mentioned that they'll all be incorporated. A little iffy doing it that way. And I'm just not sure if the 18th is soon enough to do the third reading.
Yep, 18th is fine.
So I'll put that out to Councillor Pekkanen and Councillor Zulak to amend the resolution.
Yep.
To
do two readings. And do
just
two readings.
first and second reading, call the question on that, all those in favor? Opposed, carried, and then the amended resolution, have first and second reading, all those in favor? Opposed, carried. Unfinished business, as of February 4th, 2025, anything on that list? Be deleted or added to?
Can I ask a question, Carly? The new fees and bylaws, new fees and charges bylaw, in our last year's budget discussions, I had recommended that we should have a view of all those things that represent revenue to the township, just like we do with the budget, which has revenues and expenses, but I do think it's something that we should try and do and incorporate into, where permitted at least anyhow, one single fees and charges bylaw that at least covers all the, well, I guess all the fees and charges, but yeah. And I don't think we ever did do that last year, and we do ourselves a disservice because we're constantly spending more and not collecting more. So I would like to see us do that as part of the budget cycle. I don't mean necessarily in a budget meeting, although it might be helpful, but I'd like to think that we could look at those things as a source of offsetting some of our extra expenses. So,
yep. So I can say it's drafted. I've created a new fees and charges bylaw, like you said, that each schedule, it, all the fees and charges for the entire municipality is in one bylaw, so you don't have to look at multiple
right.
bylaws. So transfer station, cemetery, admin, like fire department, everything's all in one.
Sure.
Building, Chris has looked at the building department and given suggestions as to increases. I've put in mine for the admin and planning. So we're, unfortunately, our treasurer is very overwhelmed with a lot of different things right now. So he's going to be looking at it because he agrees we do need to increase some costs somewhere.
Sure. But my point though was that it doesn't necessarily have to be done the same day as the budget, just
right.
that it would be, should be done in the
this
same
year.
Cycle.
Yep.
Right? So if we can do it on the same day, for sure. If we can't, then you know we could defer that. But it would be better to seek extra revenues is really my point of the whole thing. And I had to go through a thing like this at the bank and with gajillions of items every year, so.
Okay.
Councilor Zulai?
Yeah, number two, there's Stony Road, Dockside Drive, and that, have we heard anything? Because it says to be received by January 31st.
I did hear from the representative, and they are not able to provide the township with a petition that would say 66% or more of the residents are in favor at this point. It was suggested that we still continue discussions throughout the year, perhaps having a public meeting at some point this year to better inform the residents of plans and what's happening and potential costs. But currently, the project is stalled, so it won't be included in our 2025 budget.
Okay. And then just on here, the parking for the transfer station.
The carts?
Yeah. That's been on here forever.
Yeah, that's been stalled for a year. We can get back into looking at that. I can provide council with another quotation for an external source to do it, or if council wants to do it internally, I can provide more information as well.
I think we've seen a draft version that all it required was entering the data that's council seem to be agreeable to, so how do we get that data onto the cards?
That's a good question. It will take a lot of time, and I'm not that savvy as to do it. I would have to look elsewhere for help, but...
Well, I think, yeah, there's probably an easier way, but I know it can be done manually. If you have the data itself and you have the cards, you can do 8 to 10 cards on a sheet, and... just insert it, depending on what information you wanted to include, because I know some people at the time didn't want too much in the way of address and things out there, that a roll number or anything like that, even name, some of them question, but you need something to identify the person coming in there, and it's just a question of what do you include for information. But it can be done, certainly. It's we talked about laminating those once they were finished, you know, and then they could be cut. And the lamination holds when they're cut, so that's good. I just haven't heard anything in the last little while. I guess people are still using the sticker or old cards or nothing at all. But things that have been working, I suppose. But certainly it'd be nice to have something in place prior to the summer. And I don't know now with, we talked about putting it out through the tax bills, I guess, but that's probably not happening at the time that we've got.
We may have another mailing depending on how our next planning notices for the zoning bylaw and official plan go, so
oh, okay.
Perhaps we could piggyback on that.
Okay.
I think it would be very useful if, you know, time-wise it worked out for the temporary transfer station attendant to have that available to them so that anyone coming in, they can ask them for some type of identification that they are actually are McKellar residents.
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to happen. That's pretty close, eh?
Yeah.
It's too short notice to do that for that time frame, I think.
Yeah, it's hard to say. Like I say, I can certainly help if I have the data to insert. So,
so what do we need
Mark
to
first
do?
Start
we
with
just
with
have to decide on what we want
on what to
there?
Put on there, I suppose. And you talked about a code.
A hanger, so you could put on your mirror?
No, it was something else that you could actually access the...
the QR code?
The QR code, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, sorry.
Now that's something I wouldn't be able to do, but would that go down in the office? Or?
Yep.
Okay.
Can Near North business machines help with any of this software transfer?
I'm not sure, and that may just be an additional charge. So if Near North Business Machine is going to charge for it, then why don't we just go to a vendor to get the cards done?
Anyone can create a QR code, though.
No, not the QR code, sorry. The like taking the data and manipulating it to autofill into the cards.
Okay, I see what you mean, but you can still do that with Mail Merge in Word, right? And I haven't done anything like that recently, but I used to do it extensively. So it's really, like once you've done the first part of it, the rest of it's just copy, paste, and you're done. But now.
So copying, pasting 12 to 14.
Well, you'd have to get the source data from the role, although I don't literally know what that means, and everything else. And then you put it into an Excel document, that's what you do. And then there's a link between the Excel document and the Word document. Word is actually printing it, but getting the data from a spreadsheet that's somewhere else, right? And I don't think it would be difficult. I've had this discussion with Roshan in the past, not recently, but to export the data from the tax software into a spreadsheet, and I'm presuming that's done securely in here, not somewhere else. But and then you just write a. You connect field one with field one on the Word document, field two and field three, and so on, and then it just you just let it run, and it runs and prints.
Okay.
But yeah. Sorry.
Okay, it wasn't coming up on the.
Yeah.
Have we asked the other municipalities how they control stuff going into their? Sites, like do they also have cards? Other municipalities, do we know?
I know Whitestone has cards, like they're the hard plastic cards that a vendor had done.
Okay.
McDougal has the windshield hanger hook tags.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Not sure what Siegman does.
Well,
they all
okay.
have their own variation.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
Listening to Siegman, I don't even know if they have an attendant. People just pull in off the road and
they're on
but I think that's something we can certainly look at, and I can follow up on it too, see what we can come up with.
I've taken some stuff to the Siegman, the Christie landfill, to be more precise, and they never asked me for ID, right? And I don't know them or anything, so I mean, I don't know quite what that means. So maybe it means they don't have ID. I don't know. I mean, I do have a driver's license and things like that, but I also did tell them that I was not a Siegman resident, but anyway.
New business? Public notices, announcements, inquiries, reports by council members? Committees you've attended?
I have a rec meeting Thursday, hoping to get an invitation out to a new member by then. For that meeting.
Okay, we have resolution 25-059, moved by Councilor Ryan, second by Councilor Haskin, be it resolved that Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby receive the consent agenda for correspondence. Anything you wish to pull from there? All question, all those in favor? None opposed, carried. Any questions, comments related to items on the agenda from the public, either in person or on Zoom?
Your Worship, I'm Lawrence Ruby here. I do have a question regarding the transfer station discussion.
Yes, okay, go ahead.
Trying to understand the problem that we solved, try not to get anyone in trouble. When I've lived in McKellar for 18 months now, not once have been asked to show my tag when I dropped up off at the transfer station. So I don't know, the execution of the policy is probably not where the council wants it to be. And so I'm not sure having a car by creating new permits will solve their concern.
Yeah, I think it's something we'll certainly have to investigate because we've had some staffing issues, and we're going to have some probably in the future too. So our bylaw says that you have to show the attendant when you enter, and you're right, it's probably not being enforced by everyone. We're having different people at different times, so we'll have to decide how forceful we want to be to enforce this this bylaw. But it's valid what you're saying. I've heard other people say that as well, and it's good that you're honest.
Thank you.
Any other questions, discussion, items on the agenda? Okay, we have resolution 25-060, moved by Councilor Cuffin, second by Councilor Zidlak. Be resolved the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby give bylaw number 2025-11. The bylaw to confirm the proceedings of council of first and second reading, further read a third time and passed at open council the 4th day of February 2025. Call the question, all those in favor? None opposed, carried. Resolution 25-061, moved by Councilor Haskin, second by Councilor Ryland, be it resolved that the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar adjourn this meeting at 7:14 p.m. to meet again on February the 18th, 2025, for a regular meeting of the council or at the call of the mayor. Call the question, all those in favor? None opposed, carried. Meeting is now adjourned.